late for a lot of them, but they're going to see. I'll tell you what, definitely want to pray for our sick, and hey, pray for this state that we live in. You know, the Cowboys got beat and everybody's in a funk, amen? I'll tell you what, isn't that a shame? World's going to hell in a handbasket and we worried about a football game. And I'll be honest, well, I have to tell them myself, used to, I'd lose sleep, I really would. But now, you know, I guess because I'm too old. I would lose, isn't that a shame? World going to hell. I'm going to tell you what, I ought to be praising God and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, and we worried about a dead blame football game. Isn't that something? Man, oh man. Just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn to Psalms chapter 86. Psalms 86. For the sake of my voice, and I tell you, I started feeling bad again this afternoon, but don't worry, it's not contagious, nothing. Allergy, cold, and sinus pills can't take care of, you know what I'm saying. We definitely want to pray for Brother Ron. I knew he was feeling just a little sick this morning. I could tell something was up, so there you go. Looks like it's going to go to everybody. So I tell you, God's good. Just for a little while tonight, Psalms 86, and I'm going to preach on just some nuggets to live by. We're going to key verse is number 12. It says, I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. Brother Sam, why don't you start us off? I'll tell you what, it's never been a time that we aren't not, as Christians, that we ought to be praising the Lord. Amen? Right. It says, oh, I will praise thee, O Lord, my God. I'll tell you, if He's your God, He's worthy to be praised tonight. Amen? Right. We live in a time of sickness. And I'll tell you what, I was looking at Facebook. I showed the wife on some of my friends there, showing empty shelves in America and in Lufkin. And one guy chimed in and said, that was Walmart, but we're seeing the same at Kroger, amen. I'll tell you what, I'm 57 years old, and I lived through a gas crisis. But I've never seen it in 57 years that our shelves were getting empty from food. Now, I'm going to tell you what, and listen, I'm a realist, and listen, I know God's on the throne, but I think that this thing is going to get worse and worse, and I know it is, because my Bible says it's going to get worse and worse. So I'll tell you what, in times like these, I love that old song, that we can still be praising God and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And what better place to praise Him is down at the house of God. What a crowd that we have on Sunday night, even with all the sickness. We still got this good crowd. And I'll tell you what, I thank God for that tonight. We all ought to have a testimony for the Lord, I tell you, because we're all very blessed tonight. In verse 1 it says, bow down thine ear. And this is a prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. I'm going to tell you what, it's never been a time that I've seen in my life that I need the Lord to hear my prayers. Amen. I'll tell you what, like I said this morning, that we hadn't arrived yet, and you know what? I still need the Lord tonight. Day by day, I need His presence in my life. And I'm going to tell you what, as the world gets worse and worse, that I'm going to tell you, as I get older and older, and let me tell you something, young adults, and I keep bringing it up, you're not going to be young forever. Juanita put on Facebook a collage of pictures, 50-something pictures, and I seen myself in those things, and I went, man, I'm getting old, amen. Time is flew by. The Bible said life is but a vapor. We're here 1 minute, and we're like the flower, it withereth away. Don't let the time get by you without realizing that our job here on earth is praising our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. But oh, David knew he was poor and needy. I'm in a needy person tonight. It says, preserve my soul, for I am holy, O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Tonight, who are you trusting tonight? If you're trusting in your bank account, it'll fail one of these days. If you're trusting in your chicken house farms, those will fail. If you're trusting in your beach houses, they're going to fail one of these days. But you know what's never going to fail? Our Lord and Savior is never going to fail. Amen. As the world goes to hell in a handbag, He's the only true and He's the only one that stays the same, and He's still holy. And I'll tell you what, I thank Him for His wonderful just being good to me. How much more can we say that tonight? If there's one here that's not being blessed beyond measure, now I know some of you sick folk out there, Brother Billy, if you're listening, I know you may be throwing up, but I tell you what, you're still blessed, amen? You are a blessed person. When the dog pulls you through the yard and makes you hurt your back, you're still a blessed person, amen? When my daughter brings home all kinds of diseases and tries to kill her mom and her dad, we're still a blessed person, amen? Yes, and when they broke my gun, thank you, Sam. When I let them go with my two prized possessions, my 6.5 and my custom 7 mag, I'm glad you reminded me of that, Brother Sam. And you know, I get a call. Did you check this gun before you let me borrow it? No, but I saw your husband unzip it and look at it. Well, it was broke before we came down here. No, no, ma'am, it wasn't broke before you came down. You've broken it, and it would have been a whole lot better if you would have just been needy and asking for forgiveness without trying to blame your old dad. Now, I'm trying to find ways to praise the Lord, but Sam's already ruined that for me right now. But He's still holy tonight, amen? In spite, listen, that's good, in spite of, listen, our faults and failures and shortcomings of your daughter and your son-in-law, He's still good tonight, amen? Now, you know what? Isn't it good that we can come down and realize the world's going to hell? But I'll tell you what, we've got it going on here at Appleby Baptist. We can still come in and hear the singing. Here, listen, watch these young guys coming in and taking the offering, saying the prayers. You know what? We're not going to be here forever. I know our pastor talks about it, and I'll go ahead and talk. We're not going to be here forever. We depend on God to bring some of these people up and to take the reins and go on, amen. You talk about praising God and needing God tonight, that's one of some things we need here at Appleby Baptist. Some of the youngsters coming up that maybe God would call them out, amen, and carry this thing on. I tell you what, that's something to be thankful for, amen. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. I'm going to tell you what, we need God's mercy, amen. I needed God's mercy for salvation. I'm a needy person, and I need that mercy. Listen, when you're as hard-headed as I am, you don't ponder some things like I should and make some bad decisions. I need God's mercy on my life day by day. Rejoice, the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. I'm going to tell you what, our Lord is good, it says. And ready to forgive. You better be thanking God for His forgiveness tonight. Without His forgiveness, you'll never see His salvation. Amen. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. I told you this morning about troubles around every corner. It is around every corner. But I tell you what, when God's got this thing, when I say He's got it, I do mean He's got it. I mean that at a prayer's at a prayer's voice, He can take care of you. Amen. One way or the other, He will take care of us. Among the gods there is none like unto Thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto My works. All nations whom Thou hast made shall come and worship before Thee, O Lord, and shall glorify Thy name. I'm going to tell you what, most of the nations now hate God. But one of these days, the people and the nations, I'm going to tell you what, that knee's going to bow. And they're going to confess. Now, it's going to be too late, but I'm going to tell you what, we'll see it one of these days. For Thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Talked about it a little this morning. Could we all stand up and probably testify for 30 minutes, an hour, unlimited time of how good God's been to us, how merciful He is to us, how good a God He is to us? If you can't do that, we're way too busy. Amen? Teach me Thy way, O Lord. I will walk in Thy truth. Unite my heart to fear Thy name. I will praise Thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I'm going to tell you what, in 2022, half-hearted praise art not get it for us. Amen? We are to be praising God with our whole heart in 2022. I realize that we have to live. We've got jobs. We've got things that we like to do. I'm going to tell you what, but God's not going to bless us with a half-hearted praise anymore. Amen? We know better. We know better. Wholehearted, I will glorify Thy name forevermore. For great is Thy mercy toward me, and Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. It's something about that mercy. I'll tell you what, he goes on and on about the mercy that he had shown David. We could do the same thing. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul and have not set Thee before them. But Thou, Lord God, full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth, O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give Thy strength unto Thy servant and save the son of Thy handmaiden. I'm going to tell you what, Thy strength. Did I remember I told you again this morning that I tell you can do nothing on your own? It's God's strength and His strength alone that can see us and carry us through. Amen. The times that you try to do it on your own, I promise you, you'll fail and you will not prosper. But I tell you what, if you ask God to be our strength and to come down and help us, I'm going to tell you that's where it's at. It says, show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because Thou, Lord, hast hope in me and comforted me. I'm going to tell you what, we've got family and so-called friends that are watching us. Now, they may not see us with a big bank account, but what about with a happy marriage? What about with a happy family, amen? That goes a long way on God saying, look, those people, one thing about them, they're churchgoers. I don't go to church, but I can see something different. Their family is strong, amen. They just seem like they just love one another. That's what it's all about, amen. May the heathen see something different about you and I and our families to be something different. Amen. May the heathen see us a blessed people. May we show the heathen that God has really blessed us and has really taken care of us through the hard times. We were talking about those empty shells coming to church. I said, Lord, woman, we've got enough food in the deep freeze that we could live for 6 months without going to the grocery store. Now, we may not have light bread, but who needs it anyway? I believe we could eat one can in the pantry every day and live for 7, 8, 9 months. You open our pantry and you better watch it, because you might get a can of something falling on your feet. It's so full. What a blessed people we are. Now, we're talking about praising God tonight. While the world's going down, while the shells are becoming empty, we've got something to be thankful for. So let's pray for one another as we have another week. Pray for all of our sick that maybe they'd get well. Amen. All these people growing up. 18? How old are you? 13? Fixing to be 13? I'm going to tell you what. Have they not grown up before our own very eyes right here at Appleby Baptist? Let's all stand. Gianni, why don't you dismiss us?